Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 701. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, or sponsorships, please email me at rabbiismach@take10fortorah.org. Today's 10 is sponsored by the Luxembourg family, Lenishma Sitzchak Yehuda ben Avraham, Ibn Neshama, having an aliyah from the Torah learned today. And so, in this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayigash, we have a very interesting pasuk that describes the process of the family of the Jewish people, really, not quite a people yet, just a family, going and descending down to Egypt to live with Yosef. And so, the pasuk says at the beginning of Shishi, Ves Yehuda Shalach Lefanav El Yosef, Lehoros Lefanav Goshna Vayavo Arza Goshen. Yehuda was sent as an advance team of some sort to Yosef, Lehoros Lefanav Goshna. To Lehoros is not exactly clear. What does that mean? Was it to clear it out, to have it, the scene, to check it out, to figure out the real estate, you know, what's going to go on when they get there? What is this talking about? So there are a variety of different interpretations about what exactly these words mean. Maybe it means just, you know, to set the place up, to show them the way, to make sure they would know how to get there. But Rashi, perhaps, and entertains the most fascinating of the pshatim. Rashi says, Lahoros Lefanav means that specifically, not only Heich Lehisyashev Ba, how to dwell there, what they need to know, but Lahoros Lefanav means Letakein Lo Beis Talmud Shemisham Tetze Hara, to set up a base Talmud, a educational system, that you have to set up the yeshiva before they can move in. And that's really interesting, because we talked about Jewish education and the importance of Jewish education last week in inspiring Jewish confidence, etc. But today, in honor of Lahoros Goshna, this idea of Rashi, I wanted to talk a little bit about the value of Torah education and being a Torah teacher. Now, I'm not only referring to actual literal career Torah teachers, but everyone, perhaps, can be or should be a Torah teacher. We say in the Shema, of course, Vishinantam Levanecha. We are meant to be teaching our children. Vishinantam Levanecha, Elu Talmidecha, those are your students. V'chein at motze b'chal mokom sha talmidim kurim banim. Students are called children. There's an interplay between whether or not this means your children or your students, because there is an association between the two. Of course, we know that it all began where parents were imbued with the ability and the opportunity and the responsibility, actually, to teach their children Torah. And then we outsourced it to others. But now that we did outsource it to others, now those others have those same powers, abilities, and responsibilities that we have to our children, to someone else's children. And so the Rambam says, Kashem Shechayv Adam Lo Lamed Esbino, the same way a person is obligated to teach their child, Kachu Chayv Lo Lamed Esben Bino, so too your grandchild. Shenemar Vehodatam Levanecha Ulivnei Venecha, as it says in the Pasuk in Devarim. Velo Bino Ben Bino Blavad. And not only do I have an obligation to teach and to instruct my child and my grandchild, Ele Mitzvah El Kol Chacham Vechacham Yisrael, Lo Lamed Es Kol HaTalmidim Alfa Pishainam Banav. There's a mitzvah on every chacham, any wise person. Now, wise person doesn't mean you need to know everything. Wise person just means that you need to know enough to be able to teach another person. But there's a mitzvah on such a person who has in them that knowledge to share it with others. Umipi hashmua lamdu benecha elu talmidecha shehatalmidim kruyin banim. Because there's this association between children and between students, and that's the mitzvah and the responsibility that we have. The Igle Tal explains, it says, Bezman hazeh shetorah shebal peh ksuva. Nowadays, that things are written and everything is much more accessible, more so than it was in the past. Hamitzvah lelamid hu lelamid darkei halimud. It's to teach not only the content, because the content is available through books, but it's also to teach the methodology of learning, how to learn, what learning is all about, in more general strokes. And so we have that responsibility to everyone. The reward is great. Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Beis says, Kol hamalamei Torah b'olam hazeh, zoche umalamdu l'olam haba. Anybody who does so and teaches in this world will merit to be able to teach it in the next world, meaning they'll have a great share in the next world. The Gemara Sanhedrin as well says, Halamei Torah ve'ena malamdu, one who learns and does not teach, zuhi kidvar Hashem baza. That's considered to be a disgrace of the word of Hashem. And perhaps what that could be understood simply as, if you have something that you really love and you really enjoy, it should be infectious and you should want to share it. The Gemara in Sanhedrin as well says that elsewhere, for different places in Sanhedrin, Kol hamalamid ben chaveru Torah, malav akasav kilu yoldo. one who teaches their a friend's child, meaning somebody else, some kid who's not your responsibility, teaches them Torah, and it doesn't have to be a child, it's just the classic scenario. Of course, it could be an adult as well. It's as if you birthed the person. How do we know? It says in Pasuk in Bamidbar, Ve'ele told us Aaron and Moshe. Ve'ele shmos b'nei Aaron refers to the children of Aaron, specifically as the children of Aaron and Moshe. Why? L'malacha, to teach you that Aaron yolad u'Moshe limed. Aaron actually had the children, but Moshe taught them. L'fikach nikru'u al shemo. Therefore, they're as if they are considered to be Aaron and Moshe's children. The Maharal understands that. What does this mean? That when I teach somebody, it's as if I birthed them. He says, because before you've learned Torah, because before you've learned how to live in this world appropriately, you know, what place, what position are you really going to have in this world? And yet, when I teach the person Torah, now they are, they can become the upstanding and appropriate citizens of the world that they should be. It's as if when I provide them with that information, I have taught them anew how to live in this world. We have a Gemara in Ksubos, which talks about the great merit with which a person who learns, who teaches Torah in particular, has. That, you know, if they have a funeral, how many people should come to the funeral? How many people should stop their own Torah study to come to the funeral? So it says over there, Mevatlin Talmud Torah La'atzoas Ames, a person should be Mevatel their own Torah. They should stop their own learning to be able to accompany somebody who has passed. Okay? So that's if you don't have enough people. And how many people is considered to be enough people? It says like 600,000 people. A lot of people. Then it says that's only for a person who just learned. Avamad demasni la'acher, but for somebody who taught Torah, such a person, there is less le shiura, there is no number. There is no number for how many people are deserving to be at such a person's funeral to give that person a send-off. That is the ultimate merit, to be able to teach. And again, it's not only about teaching because you're a scholar, it's teaching because you're able to impart, whether it's a Dvar Torah at a table, or just, you know, sharing an insight, or sharing something that you learned. The Igle Tal says that Lilamed Gadol Yoser Min Lilmod. It's greater to teach than to learn. And he sees so from this Gemara. This Gemara that says that there's nothing like a person who teaches. Such a person has no measurement for how many people should honor them when they leave this world. And he says it makes sense, because if you think about how bad it is for a person who's machtio es harabim, a person who causes a group, a community to sin, you are the reason that a community did a bad thing. We know how terrible and egregious a sin that is. Imagine the alternative. Imagine somebody who is able to teach and inspire and just say something at a table that people walk away with, and they now, you know, live a little bit differently. They repeat it to others. They're inspired in some way. It's incredible what the reaction can be from such an act. One of the 48 ways that Torah is acquired, ironically, is, as we see in the Mishnah and Avos, Halomed al menas lelamed, one who learns in order to teach. That's always a methodology to be able to know, understand, and remember things better. If you are forced to teach it, you're forced to repeat it. So you listen a little bit differently, you process it in your mind a little bit differently, so you're able to repeat it. The Maharal says on this, he says, Ki ze etzem haTorah shtiyo lamed acherim. Because that's really what it's all about. It's not about you becoming a Talmud Chacham, it's about you becoming a Talmud Chacham, a scholar, so that you can share your wisdom. V'lo nitna haTorah shetamed etzlo. It's not that the Torah should stay just with you. Rak nitna Torah l'lamed la'acherim. K'mo shekadosh baruch hu nasan haTorah l'Moshe, Moshe lamdi Yisrael. God gives it to Moshe, Moshe teaches it to the Jews. Ki ein hayachid roye el haTorah l'ma'alasa. An individual, that's not, you know, what Torah is about, just individuals. It's to spread that wealth. Okay? Hari shemitzava ha'adam limsar ha'torah la'acherim b'chinam. A person has to get this stuff around and spread to the extent possible. Maybe I should pitch right now that share the podcast with somebody else, and that's your limud Torah for the day. That would be great. To conclude, we have the Tanit B'Eliyahu Rabba, who says, Kol ha'malami Torah b'rabim li'Yisrael. L'shem Shemayim, me'ein onos le'panim, la'asher ula'ani, ela mikra shehu mikran ka'achas, u'mishna shehu mishna mishanin ka'achas. A person who learns and teaches everybody equally, and he doesn't, you know, provide more for the person who's wealthier, more for the person who's poor. He just provides an equal. He sees this as a benefit. It's like air. He doesn't treat it as a resource which is scarce. He treats it as just something that everybody must have equally. A person will provide him, God will provide him with great gifts. A person who treats Torah that way and understands that everybody should be a recipient of it, it should be universalized, such a person will be rewarded and have great, great merit. And may we all be able to share a little bit of Torah, share a podcast or something, but in any event, have a great, great day.